Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you all to this call, BTCL's first quarter results call. We have with us the management of BTCL. Mr. Kushal Kumar, Chairman Managing Director, has not been able to join because he had an urgent engagement in Delhi. We have Mr. VRK Gupta, Director of Finance leading the team. We have Mr. Pankaj Kumar, ED Corporate Finance. Mr. Srividya, ED Corporate Treasury. Mr. Chandanegi, GM Pricing and Insurance. And Mr. Rahul Agarwal, Chief Manager, Pricing and Insurance. Without much ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Gupta for his opening remarks.
Thank you, sir. Rahul this side. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Varadarajan. Good morning. On behalf of the BPCL team, I welcome you all to this post-Q1 results call. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements that we would be making during this call are based on our assessments of the matter, and we believe that these statements are reasonable. However, the nature involves number of risks and uncertainties that may lead to different results. Since this is a quarterly results review, please restrict your questions to the quarter one results. I now request our Director of Finance, Mr. VRK Gupta, who is leading the BPCL team for this call, to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the post quarter one results call. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you were able to go through our results for the quarter. During our last con call in May 24, we were in the midst of general election. Since then, the elections are over now and the new government has been formed, and there is continuing focus on net zero ambitions and gas-based economy. Further, potential RBA rate cuts, above normal rainfall during monsoon, anticipated infrastructure spending are expected to provide medium-term growth impetus. As per different agencies' forecast, Indian economy is likely to grow by 6.6 to 7.8% in FY25 and continues to be the world's fastest growing major economy. On inflation front, India's inflation inched up to 5.1% year-on-year in June 24, driven by rise in food prices. During April-June 24, it averaged at 4.9% year-on-year. However, improved private consumption in rural, supported by a normalized monsoon, and increased kharif sowing is expected to boost agricultural output and ease food inflation to enhance spending in rural pockets. Crude prices are stabilized around $85 per barrel and are likely to remain range-bound between $80 to $90 barrel range, as the quarter usually witnessed seasonal demand uptick on account of U.S. driving season. Consumption of petroleum products in India has shown resilient growth in the first quarter with an overall growth of 5.5%. Major products such as petrol, diesel, ATF have grown by 7%, 1.6% and 11.4% respectively. BPCL registered a growth of 6.3% in MS, whereas HSD had a degrowth of 0.32% year-on-year. We expect petrol and diesel to grow in the coming years. The annualized growth in petrol is expected to be around 5%, whereas in diesel about 1.5 to 2% in the near future. Performance in Q1 24-25. Our refineries continued their stellar performance during this quarter, and we have achieved a throughput of 10.11 MMTPA, that is almost 160%, 16% of the nameplate capacity. Our distillate yield was 84.57% during this quarter, which is one of the highest among Indian refineries. This quarter evidenced a significant fall in international product cracks as compared to previous quarter. Despite this, our refineries recorded a GRM of $7.86 per barrel in the quarter, at a premium to Singapore GRM. We had announced two new petrochemical projects during the last year. We are happy to share that the licenses and PMCs for all petrochemical units have been onboarded. Further, site grading and groundbreaking activities have commenced at Bina Petrochemical Project. On the marketing side, our domestic market sales grew at about 3.2% year-on-year during the quarter to 13.16 million metric tons. We continue to generate the highest throughput per retail outlet amongst our peers with a throughput of 163 KL per month, which is 149 KL per month PSU average, driven by access to strategic markets and strong network along highways. We commissioned about 170 plus new retail outlets during this quarter and plan to take our total network to 23,000 by year-end. Aviation business achieved a growth of 15% during the quarter against PSU's industry growth of 7% with an all-time high market share of 26.9% among PSUs. We have operationalized 25 of 26 GAs with BPCL except the recently acquired Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh GAs. BPCL, along with Oil India, as a consortium partner, has received LOI for Arunachal Pradesh, making it our 7th JV in CGD business. We have added 41 CNG retail outlets in Q1 25, taking the total count to 2075 stations, and plan to add another 300 plus outlets in 25. We have an installed capacity of 77 megawatt of renewable energy, and further 176 megawatt capacity with both wind and solar is under construction. We have achieved highest ever 14.13 ethanol blending during this quarter. Our 200 KLPD 1G plus 2G bioethanol plant at Barga, Orissa, is nearing completion, and we are targeting to start commissioning activities soon. BPCL is evaluating to create joint venture in establishing CBG plants with potential players and to create renewable energy assets across India. In terms of sustainable aviation fuel, Government of India has given an indicative blending target to blend 1%, 2% and 5% of SAF in international aviation sector with effect to from 27, 28 and 30 respectively. Currently, there is no SAF plant commercially available in India. BPCL is conducting a market engagement study through consultant to assess feedstock availability for SAF production in India. We are pleased to share that BPCL's MAC lubricant campaign during Cricket T20 World Cup broadcast has significantly boosted our brand awareness and brand recall. Additionally, introducing the brand ambassador for our premium fuel Speed during the T20 World Cup has further strengthened our brand presence. Moreover, BPCL association with Indian Olympics Association, becoming the first PSU as the principal sponsor of the Indian Olympic contingent, underscores our commitment to supporting national sports and socially responsible organization, driving long-term growth and value. Without further ado, let me guide you through the financial highlights. The revenue from operations stood at 128,103 crore. The profit after tax stood at 3015 crore. Against an estimated capital expenditure for this plan, for this year of 16,400 crore, we have spent about 2,438 crore during this quarter. Our standalone net worth as on 31st March 24 is 78,054 crore. The earning per share for the quarter is 7.06 per share. As of June 24, we are at a fairly low levels of debt. The debt equity at standalone gross borrowing level is 0.19. Overall, standalone gross borrowings is 15,210 crore as of 30th June 24. Again, as these borrowings, we have current investments including oil bond of similar levels around 15,235 crore. At group level, debt equity is at 0.54 with gross borrowings of 42,217 crore. This concludes my comments, and we will be happy to take your questions now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. My question is related to buffer account for the domestic LPG. Sir, you have reported a negative amount by the end of this quarter, and even in the current scenario, you are still losing some money on the sale of domestic LPG. Is there any clause related to buffer account that government will reimburse the under-recovery if the buffer account remains negative for 6 months, 12 months, 9 months down the line? That's one thing. Or we wanted, and again, we wanted to understand when government can give or consider this amount for the reimbursement. Any thoughts on this side?
First of all, let me clarify, LPG is still a controlled product. The pricing is being decided by the Government of India. Today, during this quarter, the sale price is less than the cost price. So as for the current compensation mechanism, there is no budgetary support as of date they have announced. So since there is no budgetary support announced, whatever be the incurrence in terms of losses on account of sale of LPG to domestic customers, that is what we have taken hit to the P&L. And this will continue even subsequent months also. we are awaiting some sort of compensation mechanism from the Government of India. So once we get the compensation mechanism from the Government of India, accordingly, we will recognize that credit into the P&L.
Do you expect the upcoming budgetary support, 23rd July, any kind of support?
We cannot comment anything because this is what government pricing. So what point of time government will announce the budgetary support, we are not clear at this point of time.
Okay. Sir, my second question was related to Russian crude. What was the share of Russian crude BPCL process during the quarter?
39% of our entire throughput is from Russian crude during this quarter.
Okay. And one more thing regarding, we also want to know directionally the discounts on the Russian crudes were lower compared to the previous quarter, and is that impacted on the GRM to some extent during the quarter?
Compared to year-on-year quarter, significant reduction of discounts have happened. But on sequential basis, Q4 of last year and Q1 of current year, the trend is similar levels only, $3.5 to $4 discount levels. But previous years, if you compare it, the crude discounts are significantly on the lower side.
Okay. Sir, we also read about the Andhra-based new refining unit and petrochemical unit, which will be set up by the BPCL. Can you please elaborate on the same? And if possible, can you share some capex during the quarter? What was the capex during the quarter and what is the guidance for FY25?
Yeah. One thing on the refining side, if you see today we are almost marketing our products around 52.5 MMT of estimated sale for this year. Every year we are purchasing from the private refineries around 5.2 MMT of products. Around 2 MMT from the Numaligarh refinery as a 15 years right, we have the marketing rights. And around 3.2 MMT we are purchasing from other standalone refineries. So we are short in terms of products compared to our refining capacity and our market sale. Already there is a gap of around 5.5 million metric ton. And even if we say a 3%, 4% year-on-year growth, this gap will continue for a bigger amount. So that is the reason we are exploring to create some new refining capacity. Some quantity from the existing refineries, we take 3 or 4 MMT extra refining capacity. And we are exploring a new refining either in the East Coast or other places that we are exploring. We are not yet concluded which location we have to go for a new refining expansion and what is the configuration. We are still studying. So once the configuration studies are over, then we can communicate what would be the capex size and what would be the refining capacity and what is the location till we are evaluating that. And in terms of the capex for the current year guidance, we have an estimated capex of around 16,400 crore for during this year. Already we have spent around 2,600 crore during this quarter.
Okay. Sir, if possible, can you share the total consolidated debt by the end of quarter first and cash position?
Consolidated debt is around 42,700 crore consolidated group level. And we have the surplus cash around 15,000 crore.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for doing the call. Two questions from my end. First was more on market share. I think especially on an overall basis, you have grown a bit slower this quarter compared to the industry growth. So can you just comment in terms of how you are trying to defend your position considering the impact of private player demand competition that's coming through? Any things that you're seeing there that you can kind of help us out?
This quarter, yes, I agree, we have grown at 3.2% compared to industry. We are not better than industry. There are two reasons. Compared to previous year, because when the crude prices are higher and we have not passed on the budget to the customers, the private sector volumes have come to public sector last year. Whereas current year, since the pricing has improved, moderated, the under recoveries have come down. So the private sector has taken back their normal volume. That is the reason diesel, we are not growing, diesel a little bit degrowth. However, MS we are doing good, and MS we have a good amount of growth.
So you think the diesel market share comes back to you, or you think this will be a new normal that you kind of?
We are expecting in the coming quarters we will become positive in diesel growth. Current quarter there is negative growth, but we are expecting this trend will reverse.
And sir, the second question was more related to industrial products and margins there. Have you seen some impact on margins in the last quarter because of competition even on the industrial side?
No, competition is there even earlier years. This competition has come new in industrial segment. So we are not forcing any squeezing of margins and industrial segment. Similar levels of margins will continue.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Sumit Rora from Marks and Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. And thank you very much for doing this on a Saturday. Sir, you know, my question more is, you know, on the LPG front. So as you mentioned that, you know, LPG is a controlled product by the government of India. So effectively, sir, can you first quantify is that what's the amount of LPG under recovery you have taken in this quarter? Is it 2,900 crore? Am I right on that?
The LPG impact during this quarter is around 2,300 crore because we have a positive buffer of 280 crore beginning of the year. And current year, the positive buffer becomes a negative buffer of 2,015 crore. That means the impact, net impact during this quarter is around 2,300 crore on account of LPG. So currently, even if you take the current Saudi CP prices of around $570 per metric ton, we are expecting around 600 crore per month is the LPG impact.
Understand. But for now, I mean, the matter of fact is that, see, my question to you is more as an investor, or, you know, rather than anything else. So how do we look at it? Because, you know, since it's a control product, it's obviously, you know, going to be compensated to you as it's always been in the past. So assuming that it's, you know, done, so you would reverse it immediately in this quarter? I mean, is the understanding correct, or would you?
Whenever the compensation mechanism clarity comes from the government of India, immediately we take that P&L credit.
Okay. And so, secondly, I mean, on the pricing point of view, is there, you know, I mean, the matter of fact is that, you know, now crude is very well in the range between 80 and 90, as you highlighted. Are there any thoughts, you know, on the pricing mechanism or something of that sort?
No such conversations are happening now. Because crude is hovering at around $85. So, as long as $80 to $85, we are comfortable with the current pricing.
Okay, wonderful. All the best, sir, and wish you good for the future, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I have three questions. So, first one is on this LPG losses only. So, I think a couple of years back also, you got around 22,000 crore that was like given as a one-time settlement. So who basically goes for this? Is it you or is it PNG? Who goes to the finance ministry? What is the run-up to this declaration of one-time compensation for LPG?
No, you see, this is the actually price movement, one-hour price movements. If the Saudi CP goes on a higher side, then we start incurring the losses. This quarter is around 2,300 crore. We are awaiting some sort of government support. I'm not sure when the support will come, either this quarter or subsequent quarters. We are awaiting the confirmation from the government of India only. What subsidy mechanism will we get?
So is it now with the finance ministry this request or it is with the
It will be routed through our ministry, parent ministry to finance ministry.
Okay, sir. Secondly, marketing inventory gains have reported around 400 crore. So can you give some color on, what you have seen is everywhere there has been price drop on this. So how has this come from?
You know, this marketing inventory gain generally we calculate because the RTPs are changing on fortnight to fortnight basis. So whatever inventory levels we have at the marketing locations, the differential between the price between the fortnights, and we calculate what is the inventory gains.
Okay, so it is more to do with RTP rather than retail pricing, is that right?
No, RTP, right. Nothing to do with the retail selling price. It is only RTPs.
Okay, so whenever there is an excise cut, that also affects the RTP
rather than the retail cut. Right. Whenever excise cut or excise changes happens, it will have an impact on the inventory gain also.
Okay. And sir, last question, you how many retail outlets you have added in Q1? You said 23,000 is your target for the year?
171. During this quarter, 170.
Thank you so much and all the
best. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. In terms of sort of the additional refining capacity that we are looking at, the either of the two locations, you previously stated that we like to grow the refining capacity to 45 million tons. So is this new refining is within the 45 million ton capacity target, or are we looking to extend refining beyond that?
The announced plans of 45 MMT is from the existing refineries. So what we are looking at is much beyond 45 MMT, because our market share itself is, this year we are estimating around 52, and we are purchasing around 5 MMT of product from the private refineries. And if the growth around 4% or 5% growth year on year, if you take it, by 2030 we will have a shortage of good amount of refining capacities. So that is the reason we are exploring to look at it, additional capacity of refineries beyond 45.
Understood. In terms of the NRL, when it gets expanded, we will still have the right to market NRL product as well. So that would still remain our capacity, and it will not necessarily be a shortfall.
Existing agreement is for the existing capacity. So we are not yet to sign any MOU for the additional capacity. We have the marketing rights, but we are not yet signed any additional capacities MOU.
And would this capacity be of the order of 10 million ton odd? Or what would be the typical size that we will be looking here?
We are not yet concluded. Maybe 9 MMT train or 12 MMT train, which is commercially more viable, accordingly we have to take a call. Still we are exploring what would be the best configuration and what product portfolio you have to take. So we are still studying this.
So, on the ENP side, could you update us on the status on the Mozambique as well as the Brazil block?
Mozambique still force majeure is continuing because our security situation is improved a lot compared to previous quarter. We are expecting maybe in another one quarter there may be some good things can happen. That is what. And second is the existing vendors or contracts are in place. Second is the project financing discussions are happening with the lender. Maybe we have to wait for one more quarter and see when the force majeure they are declaring for upliftment of the force majeure. And the second is for the Brazil, the development plan has been submitted to the ANP. That we are yet to receive the approval from the ANP. Once that approval comes, then automatically the development program will continue.
In Brazil, this is related to BM C11 block, correct?
Exactly, C11 block.
And in terms of the Mozambique, do we have idea about the cost escalations that may happen with this delay?
Project cost is 15.5. Some indicative numbers they are shared. It may be around $19 billion. Maybe that means around $3.5 to $4 billion increase of the project cost. So we are expecting around $19.5 to $20 billion project cost to will happen.
And is there any way we can sort of maintain the IRR on this project, or this will translate into correspondingly reduction in the IRR as well?
IRR definitely, because the project cost is going up, the sale contracts are intact, so definitely there will be an impact of IRR. But point forward, still the IRRs are commercially viable IRRs.
Right, thanks for this detailed answer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. As the current participant has left the queue, we will move on to the next question from the line of Roshni from Algam Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Do you have any turnarounds planned this year for any of the refineries?
We have both Kochi refinery and Bina refinery. We have turnaround plan. Bina will be around 15 days. We have a turnaround plan, and Kochi will be having multiple units, 30 days and 15 days. From 45 days turnaround plan during this year. The turnaround will start in the month of September to October, and Bina will be August to September.
Okay. But any plans for the Mumbai refinery then?
No plan shutdowns. No plan shutdown.
Okay. But any, which section units of this Kochi and Bina, any light on that?
Kochi will be CDU 2, FCCU block, and VUHDU. Majority of the units are going for shutdown. DHDS, SRU.
Okay, and Bina?
PINA, HCU, DHT, HGU, SRU, all four major units, 15 days we are planning a shutdown.
Okay. And so in terms of the, are there any term deals that's being discussed with Russia? Are you exploring it on that side?
We are exploring, the discussions are continuing, but nothing has concluded for Russian term deals. But anyhow, we are getting spot basis sufficient routes from the market. But term deals still, the discussions are going on. We are not at concluded anything.
So right now, all the deals are on spot basis, right?
Right, spot basis.
Okay. So are the spot deals more, the discounts are better on spot than the term ones?
Similar levels only. Only term will give only product security. Otherwise, discount levels will be similar levels only.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking. We can't hear you clearly.
Audible now?
Sir, may I request you to kindly use your handset?
Yeah, I'm using the handset only.
Sir, there is a network issue on your line, sir. We are not able to hear you clearly. Can you please rejoin the queue?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you very much. So if you look at the Bina refinery expansion plan, when do you see the refinery expansion to be completed?
Our project scheduled completion will be FY 28-29. May 28 is our target date for refining expansion, refining to special chemical expansion. So we are expecting during FY 28-29 the commissioning will happen.
Okay. Now, on the CGD business in the commercialized GAs, can you give us what is the year-to-day capex and what is the capex you're planning this year? And when do you see the visibility on the revenue and EBITDA from the commercialized GAs on standalone basis?
Yeah. On standalone basis, we have 26 GAs. We got the licensing, exclusive licenses. Out of 26 GAs already, from 25 GAs, the operations have started. During this year, we have almost CNG. During this quarter, 28 TMT of sale has happened from this particular GAs. And in terms of the capex, during this year for CGD, we have spent around 316 crore. Current year, the capex target for CGD business will be around 2,800 crore to 3,000 crore.
And what is the aggregate capex you have incurred to date on CGD?
CGD aggregate capacity is almost 5,857 crore on 25 years. For all 25 years, we spend around 5,857 crore.
So when do you see the commercial impact on the P&L in terms of revenue and EBITDA from the standalone
GAs? So our target for the CGD expansion will be in the next 5 years, around 25,000 crore we have allocated the capital. So the volumes have started coming from the CNG and the bulk business. We are expecting maybe 26, 27 onwards, the significant jump of volume will happen. Otherwise, the initial volumes as per the plan, it has started.
Okay, now my last thought on the consolidated results in the other matters under 6A, there's a mention of total loss after tax of 490 crores, which I presume is for Bharat Petrol Resources. So would it have any cash flow impact and does it need any additional funding support from BPCL for Bharat Petrol Resources?
Bharat Petrol Resources, if you see Bharat Petrol Resources, the major two blocks are Mozambique and Brazil. Both the blocks, the investment equity infusion will continue because as per the project plan also we have to increase certain quantum of equity. And BPRL, as of that, there is no cash generating blocks are there. So whatever Mozambique and Brazil, the required funds either through project financing or our equity route, it should go. The only reason why this 490 crore of major expenditure during this year is the Mozambique project is in a force major. So since it is in a force major, the borrowing cost, we cannot capitalize it. Everything we have to take it to the P&L. So that is the reason there is a loss of around 490 crore in BPRL. And there will be definitely equity infusion will happen once the project restarts. The development work happens for the Brazil.
Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, if you could articulate to us the reasons for lower cracks for the current quarter, and post the exit of June, how are the cracks behaving for the month of July?
Yeah, during this quarter, the cracks are subdued, spreads are on lower side compared to previous quarter. There are two reasons what we have observed is that the inventory levels of gasoline and gas oil are on a higher side, and we are expecting the demand will pick up once the U.S. driving season comes. Already we started picking up the cracks. Even in the July and August forward, you see, compared to the earlier months, the spreads have improved a little bit. And once the U.S. driving season goes, the inventory levels will be on a lower side. And we are expecting by Q3, the gasoline, gas oil cracks will be much better than the current levels.
So post the June also, what are the current cracks, sir, for the gasoline and diesel currently?
$18 gas oil, we are looking at $8 gasoline and $15 gas oil.
Okay, and what was the average for the June quarter?
During this quarter, $8.58 gasoline April to June average, and gas oil is $14.76. Now slightly around $1 it has been improved from the average of current quarter cracks.
Right, sir. And on the capex front, sir, what have been allocated in terms of for our E&P activity, and in terms of also if you could give the number for the pipe segment, seamless pipes and all, which are required in these in the drilling E&P activity, what have we outlined for the current year in terms of the casing pipes and the seamless segment?
Yeah, current year we have estimated a capex of around 16,400 crore. Out of which major investment is going to happen for refinery and petrochemicals around 4,300 crore. And exploration side, we are planning to have a equity infusion of around 2,250 crore for exploration activities. And marketing mainly for pipeline expansion and our infrastructure creation at marketing location, the total capex allocation will be around 7,100 crore. And CGD, we are allocating a capex of around 2,000 crore.
Right. And lastly, on the lubricant part, sir, what is our current market share, and what was our volume for this quarter?
That we will share it separately, lubricants.
Okay. I'll join the queue, sir, and thank you for all that. And so we can look forward, sir, for investor presentation, sir. I think so, if I'm not correctly there. We are coming up with our numbers, but press release and investor presentations do not form a part of our results. So can we look forward for these two also being a part and parcel along with the continuity of Concord?
Yeah, we will look at it.
Yes. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Dixit from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks sir, for taking my question. This my question is regarding this new refinery plan. So what are the key criteria that you look for setting up the refinery? I mean, it's something that demand that the region that you want to see, or you want to see some advantage on the petrochemical side, or what are the criteria that you are evaluating? I mean, from this new refinery purpose.
Yeah, both things we are planning. In fact, our corporate strategy, if you see, we want to take our petrochemicals portfolio from the existing 1%, less than 1% today, our petrochemicals portfolio. After Bina expansion and the petrochemicals project, we are planning to take our total portfolio of petrochemicals to 6-7%. But long term, as a good diversification and having a good product portfolio, we want to take petrochemicals. Actually, 15% of our product sales should be petrochemicals. That is one criteria. Second is, even when we have a market sale of around 52-53 MMT of market sale, we don't have sufficient refining capacity at this point of time. So even on the demand side also, India is growing at least 5-6% of energy demand. If the growth continues even in next 4-5 years, we are a good amount of shortage in terms of the refining for BP sale. So by keeping these two factors, we want to add some more refining capacities with a little bit more on petrochemical configurations. That is what broadly we are looking at it.
In fact, what I know that I think long back you have some land already purchased 2 decades back, I think in the Allahabad. So that land is still there. If you want to set up the refinery, might be possibly the location.
Yeah, land is in the name of BPCL only. There are small encroachments have happened that anyhow we are taking care to remove of the encroachments. So land is still with the BPCL only at Allahabad.
Okay, so that can handle the 10 million ton also refinery if you want. I mean.
Yeah, it can handle it. It can handle a 9 MMT train or 12 MMT train. It can handle that land parcel.
Okay. That's from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Rora from Marksan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks once again for the opportunity. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, get a sense of you on profitability because, you know, I'm just looking at this, you know, on a con call of nearly 1 hour, we spend nearly 50 minutes on CapEx, you know, which is actually a burden to our shareholders. So can you talk a bit on profitability? Because I understand that on this quarter, you know, we have reported a profit of about 3,000 crore after absorption of the LPG figure of 2,300 crore. Plus, we had a 400 crore inventory gain. So, technically, you know, you reported about 4,800 crore of profit in this quarter, which is absolutely astounding and good. You know, so, sir, I want to pick your brains on this. Is that, so, do you see this profit sustaining, firstly? Secondly, sir, you have something called Project Aspire, wherein, you know, you are looking to double profitability as well. So, can you please, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, your Project Aspire on profitability and how do you see the next few years shaping up in terms of PAT, sir?
Yeah, thank you. Rightly, you have observed our profitability. Whatever you say, that are the correct numbers. This is a normalized profit. If you remove the LPG under-recovery and inventory gains, somewhere around we are at 4,800 crore or 4,700 crore profit generation during this quarter. So couple of things, the refining margins are still commanding at a good level. Even a 10-year average GRMs, even if you compare the current quarter GRMs are better than a 10-year average GRMs. And the cracks we are expecting, this will continue for a longer period of time. Even a short period of time, the cracks are on lower side. So in the next couple of quarters, the cracks will improve. We are looking at it similar level of refining margins, and if the crude is at $80 to $85 range, whatever our profitability, we are comfortable position in terms of whatever capex programs we have announced for the future. In terms of our project aspire, yes, definitely our aspiration to become or doubling the profits from the normalized profit of around earlier 12 to 13 crore of profits of the company. So we are aspiring to take it at least 2 times. That is the reason we have announced a major large project in terms of refining expansion and petrochemicals. By FY 2028-29, so once all these projects commissioning is completed, then we can look at it good amount of growth in profitability.
And sir, I have just one very humble suggestion, you know, being in the best interest of our company. So, you know, if henceforth, you know, we can spend, a bit of, you know, time on profitability as well, you know, because that will, you know, inspire and give confidence, you know, to our stakeholders of exactly where we are headed. So, because, you know, it is very difficult to digress numbers on a company, you know, which is selling so many products across so many verticals, you know. So, sir, if talk about CapEx, talking about profitability, will also help in a big way, and it will actually restore confidence among the stakeholders, you know. So that's something which came to mind, so I just thought I'll bring it up to your attention, sir. And wish you very well, all the best, and I sincerely hope that, you know, you can deliver on this 20,000 crore profit, which your company deserves. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchan Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, what is our cumulative investment till date in BPRL?
BPRL, our total investment as of date, it is almost, we have committed around 37,000 crore in BPRL. Majority of the investment is through borrowings. We have invested in equity of around 10,700 crore and balance is through borrowing. Total our commitment in exploration till date 39,358 crore as of June 24.
39. Okay, and sir, one small suggestion, if you can make a handout and investor presentation as part of your result, it will be very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaya V from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, on the Bina expansion, can you just help us out on the timeline or in terms of milestones, what we are looking at in the next 2-3 years? And also, for the current year capex, what you mentioned for refining, how much is that going towards Bina? And also next 1 or 2 years, how we plan to spend on the capex progress for this project?
Yeah. For Bina, the total project cost is 49,000 crore. It is having two components, refining expansion for petrochemicals both. It is an integrated project. Current year, the financial progress may not be much because the current year we are estimating around 2,000 crore capex increments will happen for Bina. But physical activities, the major milestones of selection of licensor and selection of PMCs, almost we have completed that milestone. That is the biggest milestone we have achieved as per the schedule. And second, the field works in terms of ground leveling and roads and internal infrastructure works have been awarded to the contractors and the work has been started. The actual capex for this project happens from the year 3 onwards. So year 1, during this year, we are expecting around 2,000 crore and next year will be around 7,000-8,000 crore. But year 3 will be the major capex and commissioning we are planning. The commissioning activities and for the project schedule, FY 28-29, the project will be commissioned.
Got it, sir. So at a company level, what will be our capex run rate? So this year you mentioned 16,500. So taking Bina's, you know, expansion requirements, so how it will be in year 3? What will be our run rate capex?
We will share separately that. 5 years breakup.
Okay, sir. So now also this year, you mentioned 7,100 crores capex for marketing. I mean, in terms of station additions, and can you give some granularity in terms of
marketing infrastructure, mainly 4-5 components. One is we have large pipeline network. We are expanding product pipeline networks. One is Krishnapatnam, Hyderabad, one pipeline, and Erumpanam. Some pipeline.
Irugur Devanganti,
one more pipeline we are planning. And we have a certain project at Rasayani for LPG import terminal as well as our infrastructure tankage creation at Rasayani. And from retail outlet point of view, we are planning around 1,300 outlets during this year and 300 CGD stations. Broadly, it is a combination of both infrastructure creation and marketing locations, expansion of marketing locations. Along with creation of EV charging stations, around 3,500 EV charging stations we want to create during this year. With this, we are expecting around 7,000 crore of estimated capex for marketing initiatives.
Got it, sir. Sir, on the refining front in terms of Russian crude sourcing, so this 39%, so this is the max that we can take up for our refineries, or there is still some headroom in terms of...
Maybe 1 or 2% more headroom, maybe 40-41% we can take. Otherwise, on average, 39-40% only we can process.
Understood.
There is a headroom, but technically we want to restrict at 39-40% level.
And also in terms of Middle East, you know, crude sourcing premiums or discounts, I mean, how has the direction been in the last few months? Any thoughts on that?
No, compared to during this year, the beginning, if you compare with April, May, current OSPs are moderated. And this OSPs will be further moderated because anyhow the cracks are not there. So cracks are on lower side. So I don't think OSPs premium will be on higher side when cracks are on lower side.
Got it, sir. And sir, any impact in the recent times because of the flight, you know, cost kind of going up? Any impact to us in terms of either sourcing cost?
Slightly it is better compared to previous year. The freight rates are comparatively better. The initial days of Russia-Ukraine war, the freights have peaked up. Now it is comparatively better freight rates. And most of the cargoes, if you see, we are purchasing on delivered basis. Most of the Russian cargoes are on delivered basis. So there is no much impact of freight on our account.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, for the ethanol blending project, what have we outlined for the current financial year in terms of the procurement exercise? And also, there have been talks about laying of separate pipelines for transportation of the same or setting up to reduce the transportation cost for ethanol. So if you could give some update on the same, sir, what is our current year target?
So ethanol currently we are blending about 14%. This is one of the highest. Till last year we were blending about 12.5%. And our target is to achieve around 15% in the current quarter. And government has mandated about 20% from FY25.
Sir, in terms of crore liters, can you mention what have, how much have we ordered and what have been our procurement for the first quarter and what would be for the full year?
Yeah, we'll share it separately.
So, sir, two questions are pending. For the lubricant part, you shared, you will be sharing separately, and now for ethanol also, you want to share it separately. So, separately, sir, how will you share, if you could just elaborate?
By email, our team will
subscribe. Okay, but our emails are not registered with you, sir. How will you know? Sir, I think so these questions can be answered in the form of a release or submission to our website or through exchanges so that it could benefit investors at large. And not pertaining to one or two specific investors.
Sir, we'll share it to Antique Brewing, the call organizer.
Come again, sir?
We'll share it to the Antique Brewing.
Through Antique Global. So we have to get in touch with them, sir. And lastly, on the procurement part, sir, in terms of crore liters, you can give an idea last year how much we have procured and for the first quarter numbers. So you have the numbers with you?
We'll share.
Rightly, sir. Fine, sir. And for the profitability part, sir, as one of the investors mentioned, so if we normalize the quarter as a whole, the PBT number for this quarter is 4,800 crore, as been confirmed by the management team.
I mean, you can take at 4,600 crore tax impact if you remove. Around maybe LPG under recovery, you add back and 400 crore of inventory gain, you remove. So 4,500 to 4,600.
And what is the comparable? What would be the comparable number, sir?
Comparable what?
Comparable number Q on Q and also last year, sir. If we take the similar parameters, what should be the June 23 comparable numbers look like? If we compare like to like basis,
more than we have to work out.
Didn't get you, sir.
We have to work out what were the LPG under recovery at that point of time or negative buffer. We have to work out separately.
If we could just summarize the questions and the unanswered part of during the call, and if that could be just worked out for the coming quarter, that would be very, very, very helpful for investors and the analysts so that we can get the information right at during the call. So I hope the team will be better prepared.
We'll look at it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just one question. Why are we adjusting the LPG under recovery? Because that is not anywhere part of the income statement since we are using normalized margins to get to our reported profit, right? That's part of the buffer. So, if anything, if we take the losses, then in fact the reported and go to the old accounting where losses were part of the base income statement, then profits will be lower by that 28 crore, 100 crores or whatever the number is, right?
Yeah. LPG, once again we are clarifying, LPG is still a regulated product. The pricing is decided by the Government of India. So, we have disclosed on account of LPG what would be the negative buffer. With this negative buffer, after absorbing this much of losses, we have around 3015 crore of profit after tax during this quarter. Now different ways of calculating what will be the normalized profit in case if there is no under recovery of LPG, that is one way of calculating what would be the normalized profit. Otherwise, since there is no compensation mechanism, LPG losses have been absorbed by the company.
What I'm not able to understand, when you say you have created a buffer account, so has that loss become part of your marketing profits as you have reported, or that is something which is created beyond, it's not part of the income statement right now because your profits are being calculated at the normal level of LPG margins and that is being kept out of income statement as a receivable which you will take, right?
No. Once again, I'm clarifying. The current practice, if there is no compensation mechanism, if there is any over recovery of LPG prices, we create a buffer and we show it as a payable, we don't recognize any income. Whereas in case of if there is any LPG losses, there is no compensation mechanism. We take the hit into the P&L, that means the margins are lower on that particular direction of the sale. We don't create anything as a recoverable.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Vivekanand Subbaraman from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one simple question. The sequential change of around 750 to 800 crore of oil bonds, what was that on account of? Can you explain that? Thank you.
Yeah, we have started because we have some cash surplus available during this quarter. Because overnight borrowings, we have to hypothecate certain GSEC investments. That is the reason we have acquired additional GSEC investment during this quarter from the market.
Okay. Sorry, this is to have overnight borrowings, you have to...
Yeah, we have to pledge certain investments. We have the cash surplus. So we have started investing in the GSECs and oil bonds. That is the reason incremental oil bonds have gone up.
They are not oil bonds, they are in fact government securities.
These are government securities, oil bonds, all put together.
Okay, so these were issued by the government fresh or were you purchasing
it? It is from the market.
You bought it from the market. Okay, understood. Okay, it's like treasury operation. Okay,
yeah, it's only treasury operation, cash management.
Yes, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vartharajan Sivasankaran for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. I wish to thank all the participants and the management of BPCL for taking time out to join this call and discuss all the issues. Thanks, everyone. Have a nice day.
Thank you.